The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 8, The Sons of Sagara Meet Lord Kapiladeva. In this 8th chapter, the descendants of Rohiti are described. The dynasty of Rohita, there was a king named Sagara, whose history is described in relationship to Kapiladeva and the destruction of the sons of Sagara. The son of Rohita was known as Harita, and the son of Harita was Champa, who constructed a township known as Champapuri. The son of Champa was Sudeva, the son of Sudeva was Vijaya, the son of Vijaya was Baruka, and the son of Baruka was Vrika. Bahuka, the son of Vrika, was greatly disturbed by his enemies, and therefore he left home with his wife and went to the forest. When he died there, his wife wanted to accept the principles of Sati, dying with her husband, but when she was about to die, a sage named Arva found that she was pregnant and forbade her to do so. The co-wives of this wife of Bahuka gave her poison with her food, but still her son was born with the poison. The son was therefore named Sagara. Sa means with, and Sagara means poison. Following the instructions of the great sage Arva, King Sagara reformed many clans, including the Yavanas, Shakas, Haihayas, and Babaras. The king did not kill them, but reformed them. Then, again following the instructions of Arva, King Sagara performed Ashwamedha sacrifices, but the horse needed for such a sacrifice was stolen by Indra, the king of heaven. King Sagara had two wives named Sumati and Keshini. While searching for the horse, the sons of Sumati extensively dug up the surface of the earth and in this way dug a trench which later became known as the Sagara Ocean. In the course of this search, they came upon the great personality Kapiladeva, and thought him to have stolen the horse. With this offensive understanding, they attacked him and were all burned to ashes. Keshini, the second wife of King Sagara, had a son named Asa Manjasa, whose son Amsuman later searched for the horse and delivered their uncles. Upon approaching Kapiladeva, Amsuman saw both the horse meant for the sacrifice and the pile of ashes. Amsuman offered prayers to Kapiladeva, who was very pleased by his prayers and who returned the horse. After getting back the horse, however, Amsuman stood still before Kapiladeva, and Kapiladeva could understand that Amsuman was praying for the deliverance of his forefathers. Thus, Kapiladeva offered the instruction that they could be delivered by water from the Ganges. Amsuman then offered respectful obeisances to Kapiladeva, circumambulated him, and left that place with the horse for sacrifice. When King Sagara finished his yoga, he handed over the kingdom to Amsuman, and following the advice of Arva, attained salvation. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Harito Rita Chutas Champas Tasmat Vinirmita Champapuri Sudevo To Vijayo Yasya Chatmaja. Synonyms. Sri Shukavacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Harita, the king named Harita, Rohita Sutta, the son of King Rohita, Champa, by the name Champa, Tasmat from Harita, Virnimata, was constructed Champapuri, the township known as Champapuri, Sudeva, by the name Sudeva, Ata, thereafter, from Champa, Vijaya, by the name Vijaya, Yasya, of whom Sudeva, Cha, also, Atmaja, the son. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, the son of Rohita was Harita, and Harita's son was Champa, who constructed this town of Champapuri. The son of Champa was Sudeva, and his son was Vijaya. Text 2. Barukas tat sutas tasmad, vrikas tasyapi bahuka. So ribir hatabu raja, sabhario vanam avisat. Synonyms, Baruka. By the name Baruka Tatsuta, the son of Vijaya, Tasmat from him Baruka, Vrika by the name Vrika, Tasya his, Api also, Bahuka by the name Bahuka, Sahi the king, Aribi by his enemies, Ritabu, his land having been taken over, Raja the king, Bahuka, Sabarya with his wife Vanam, the forest, Avisat entered. Translation. The son of Vijaya was Baruka. Baruka's son was Vrika, and Vrika's son was Bahuka. The enemies of King Bahuka took away all his possessions, and therefore the king entered the order of Vanaprastha and went to the forest with his wife. Text 3. Vridam tam panchatam praptam mahat mahisi anumarsyate arvena janatatmanam praja vadtam nirvarita. Synonyms. Vridam, when he was old, tam, him, panchatam, death, praptam, who had obtained mahimsi, the queen, anumaras sati, who wanted to die with him and become sati, Arvena, by the great sage Arva, Janata, understanding that Atmanam, the body of the queen, Prajapratam, bore a son within the womb, Nivarita, was forbidden. Translation, Bhuka died when he was old, and one of his wives wanted to die with him, following the sati rite. At that time, however, Aurvamuni, knowing her to be pregnant, forbade her to die. Text 4. Ajana yasyai saptapni bir gadro data nridasa saha sagatena vasanjata sagarakyo mahayasa sagaras chakravarti asit sagaro yatsutai krita. Synonyms. Ajanaya, knowing this, asyai, unto that pregnant queen, saptanibi, by the co-wives of the wife of Bahuka, gara, poison, data, was given, andasa saha, with her food, tahatena, with that poison, eva, also, sanjata, was born, asagara akya, by the name Sagara, mahayasa, having a great reputation, Sagara, king Sagara, Chakravarti, the emperor, asit, became Sagara, the place known as Ganga Sagara, yatsutai, by the sons of whom Krita was excavated. Translation, knowing that she was pregnant, the co-wives of the king Bahuka conspired to give her poison with food, but it did not act. Instead, the son was born along with the poison. Therefore, he became famous as Sagara, the one who is born with poison. Sagara later became the emperor. The place was known as Ganga Sagar and was excavated by his sons. Text 4:5-6. Yastala jangam yavaninam chakan haya. Haya Barbaran Navadid Guru Vakena Chakrevikta Vinisa Visina Mundan Tramsru Rucharan Kamsichin Mukta Kesharda Muditan Anartan Anantar Vasasa Kamschit Bahir Vasaso Paran. Synonyms. Ya, sage Armara Sagarahu Tala Jangam, the uncivilized clan named Talajanga, Yavanam, persons averse to the Vedic literature, Sakan, another class of atheists, Haihaya, the uncivilized Barbaran, and the Barbaras, Na, Nat, Avidit, did kill Guru Vakena. By the order of his spiritual master, Chakra made them Vrikrita Vishina, dressed awkwardly, Mudan, shaved clean, Shramshru Daran, wearing mustaches, Kamschit, some of them, Mukta Kesha, long hair, loose hair, Ardan Muditam, half shaven, Anantavasasha, without underwear, Kamschit, some of them, Vasasa, without covering garments, upper on others. Translation, Sagara Maharaj, following the order of his spiritual master, Aruva, did not kill the civilized men like the Talajangas, Yavanas, Shakyas, Haihayas, and Barbaras. Instead, some of them he made dress awkwardly, some of them he shaved clean but allowed wear mustaches, and some of them he left wearing loose hair, some he half-shaved, and some he left without underwear, and some without external garments. Thus, these different clans were made to dress differently, but King Sagara did not kill them. Text 7. So, Samedhahar Ayajata Sarvaveda Suratmakam Arvo Padesta Yogena Hanimat Manamishram Tasyot Sristam Pasum Yagne Jaharasvam Purandana Dara. Synonyms. Sahi Marashagara Ashvamedai, by performing the Ashvamedha Yagas, Ayajata, worship Sarva Veda, all Vedic knowledge, Sura and all the learned sages, Atmakan, the Supersoul, Apurva Apadista Yogina, by the mystic yoga practiced by Arva, Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of God, at Atmanam, unto the Supersoul, Ishwaram, unto the Supreme Control, at Tasya, of him, Sagara Maharaj, Ustritam, which was meant for offering, Pashrum, the sacrificial animal, Yajne, in the sacrifice, Jahara, stole, Ashram, the horse, Purandara, the king of Evan, Indra. Translation: following the instructions of the great sage Arva, Sagara Maharaj performed Ashwamedha sacrifices and thus satisfied the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Controller, the Supersoul of all learned scholars, and the knower of all Vedic knowledge, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Indra, the King of Heaven, stole the horse meant for to be offered at the sacrifice. Text 8. Sumatyas Taniyadripta Putir Ede Shikarina Hayam Advishmananaste Sumatan Nyakanam Mahim. Synonyms: Sumatya Tanaya, the sons born of Queen Sumati, Dripta, being very proud of their prowess and influence, Pitu, of their father Maharaj Sagara, Adesha Karina, following the order, Hayam, the horse, stolen by Indra, Anvesamana, while seeking ta, te, all of them, Sumantat, everywhere, Nyakanam Nam Dug, Mahim, the earth. Translation: King Sagara had two wives, Sumati and Keshini. The sons of Sumati were very proud of their prowess and influence. Following the orders of their father, searched for their lost horse. While doing so, they dug into the earth very extensively. Text 9 and 10. Prag udicham disi hayam tradishu kalpialan nikite esha vaji harashchara asti mileta lochana hanyatam hanyatam papa iti sasti sahasrina udayuda abhiyayur unmime esha tada muni. Synonyms: prak udicham, in the northeastern dishi direction, hayam, the horse, nadrishu, they saw, kapila antike, near the atram of kapila, esha, here is, vajihara, the horse thief, charo, the thief, asti existing, milite chochana, with closed eyes, hayantam, hayantam, kill him, papa, the most sinful person, iti, in this way, shastri shahishina, with 60,000 sons of Sagara, udayuda, raising their respective weapons, abhiyayu, they approached, unmimesha, his opened his eyes, tada, at that time, muni, kapila muni. Translation: thereafter, in the northeastern direction, they saw the horse near the ashram of Kapila Muni. Quote, here is the man who has stolen the horse, end quote, they said. He's staying there with closed eyes. Certainly he's very sinful. Kill him, end quote. Shouting like this, the sons of Sagara, 60,000 altogether, raised their weapons. When they approached the sage opened his eyes. Text 11. Svasarira gnina tavan mahendra richit. Rita Chetasa Mahad Vyaktikramahata Bashmasad Bhavavan Akshanat. Synonyms: Sva Sharira Agnina, by the fire emanating from their own bodies, Tavat, immediately, Mahendra, by the tricks of Indra, the King of Heaven, Rita Chetasa, their consciousness having been taken away, Mahat, a great personality, Vyaktikramahata, defeated by the fault of insulting, Brashmasat turned to ashes, Abhavan became Kshanat immediately. Translation: by the influence of Indra, the King of Heaven, the sons of Sagara had lost their intelligence and disrespected a great personality. Consequently, fire emanated from their own bodies and they were immediately burned to ashes. Purport: the material body is a combination of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. There is already fire within the body, and our practical experience is that the heat of this fire sometimes increases and sometimes decreases. The fire within the bodies of the sons of Sagara Maharaj became so much hotter that all of them burned to ashes. The fire's increased heat was due to their misbehavior toward a great personality. Such misbehavior is called Mahad Vyatikrama. They were killed by the fire of their own bodies because of insulting a great personality. Text 12. Nasadu vado munikopa brajita nipendra putra iti sattva damani katam tamo rose mayam vipavyate jagat pavritratmani kera jobuva. Synonyms: not Saduvada, the opinion of learned persons, Munikopa, by the anger of Kapila Muni, Barjita, were burned to ashes, Nipendra Putra, all the sons of Sagara Maharaj, iti, thus Sattva Damani, king in Kapila Muni, in whom the mode of goodness was predominant. Katam hau tama, the mode of ignorance, rosamayam, manifested in the form of anger. Vibhavyate can be manifested, jagat pavitra atmani, in he whose body can purify the whole world, ke, in the sky, raja, dust, bhava, bhuva, earthly. Translation: it is sometimes argued that the sons of King Sagara were burnt to ashes by the fire emanating from the eyes of Kapila Muni. This statement, however, is not approved by great learned persons, for Kapila Muni's body is completely in the mode of goodness and therefore cannot manifest the mode of ignorance in the form of anger, just as the pure sky cannot be polluted by the dust of the earth. Text 13. Yashirita sankhya mehitar yenamar Yaya mumukshus tarati duratyayam bhavarnavam mrityupatam vipachita paratma bhutasya katam pritimati. Synonyms: Yasya, by whom Arita had been explained, Sankhya Mayi, having the form of the philosophy analyzing the material world, Sankhya philosophy, Drida, very strong, to deliver people from this material world, Iha, in this material world now, a boat, yaya, by which mamukshu, a person desiring to be liberated, tarate, can cross over, duratyayam, very difficult to cross, bhava aranam, arnavam, the ocean of nascience, mrityupatam, of a material life of repeated birth and death, vipaschita, of a learned person, paratma bhutasya, who has been elevated to the transcendental platform, katam how, pritakmati, the sent. A sense of distinction between enemy and friend. Translation: Kapila Muni enunciated in this material world the Sankhya philosophy, which is a strong boat with which to cross over the ocean of nescience. Indeed, a person eager to cross the ocean of the material world may take shelter of this philosophy. In such a greatly learned person situated on this elevated platform of transcendence, how can there be any distinction between enemy and friend? Purport: one who is promoted to the transcendental position, Brahma-Bhuta, is always jubilant, prapsanatma. He is unaffected by the false distinctions between good and bad in the material world. Therefore, such an exalted person is sama-sarveshu-bhuteshu. That is to say, he is equal toward everyone, not distinguishing between friend and enemy. Because he is on the absolute platform, free from material contamination, he is called paratma-bhuta or Brahma-Bhuta. Kapila Muni, therefore, was not at all angry at the sons of Sagara Maharaj. Rather, they all were burnt to ashes by the heat of their own bodies. Text 14. Yo samanjasa iti yukta sa kishinya nirpatmaja tesaputra misuman nama pitamaha hite rata. Synonyms: ya, one of the sons of Sagara Maharaj, Asamanjasa, whose name was Asamanjasa, iti, as such, ukta known sahi, Keshinya, in the womb of Keshini, the other queen of Sagara Maharaj, Nripa Atmaja, the son of the king, tasya of him, Asamanjasa, putra, the son, Asuman Nama, who's known as Asuman, Pitamahahite, in doing good for his grandfather, Sagara Maharaj, Rata, always engaged. Translation: among the sons of Sagara Maharaj was the one named Asamanjasa, who was born from the king's second wife, Kishini. The son of Asamanjasa was known as Amsuman, and he was always engaged in working for the good of Sagara Maharaj, his grandfather. Text 15 and 16. Asamanjasa Atmanam Darsayan Asamanjasam Jatisam Mara Purad Sangad Yogi Yogad Vichalita Acharan Gahitim Loke Jatinam Karma Vipriyam Saharvyam Kridato Balan Prasyad Udve Jayan Jonam. Synonyms: Asam Manjasa, the son of Sagara Maharaj, Atmanam, personally, Darshayan, exhibiting Asamanjasam, very disturbing, Ajati Smara, able to remember his past life, Pura, formerly, Sangat, from bad association, Yogi, although he was a great mystic yogi, Yogat, from the path of executing mystic yoga, Vichalita, fell down, Acharan, behaving, Garitam, very badly, Loke, in the society, Janatitam, Jatinam and his relatives' karma activities, Vipriyam, not very favorable, Sarayam, in the river Sarayu, Kridata, while engaged in sports, Balan, all the boys Prashat would throw, Udvejian, giving trouble, Janam, to people in general. Translation, formerly, in his previous birth, Asamanjasa had been a great mystic yogi, but by bad association he had fallen from his exalted position. Now, in this life, he was born in a royal family and was Jatismar, and that is, he had the special advantage of being able to remember his past birth. Nonetheless, he wanted to display himself as a miscreant, therefore he would do things that were abominable in the eyes of the public and unfavorable to his relatives. He would disturb the boys sporting in the river Sarayu by throwing them into the depths of the water. Text 17. Evam vritta parityakta pritasneham opoyavai yogaishvarayena balamstan daryayitva tato yayo. Synonyms. Evam vritta, thus engaged in abominable activities, parityakta, condemned, Pitra, by his father, sneham, affection, apoya, giving up, vai, indeed, yogaishvarayena, by mystic power, Balatan, all those boys thrown in the water and killed, Darsayitvai, after again showing them all to their parents, Tatayayo, he left that place. Translation, because Asamanjasa engaged in such abominable activities, his father gave up affection for him and had him exiled. Then Asamanjasa exhibited his mystic power by reviving the boys and showing them to the king and their parents. Thereafter, Asamanjasa left Ayodhya. Purport. Asamanjasa was a Jatismar. Because of his mystic power, he did not forget his previous consciousness. Thus, he could give life to the dead. By exhibiting wonderful activities in relation to the dead children, he certainly attracted the attention of the king and the people in general. Then, he left that place immediately. Text 18. Ayodhya Vesina Sarve Balakan Punaragatam Drishva Vishishmire Rajan Rajachapi Anvatapyata. Synonyms. Ayodhya Vesina, the inhabitants of Ayodhya, Sarve, all of them, Balakan, their sons, Puna, again, Agatan, having come back to life, Drishva, after seeing this, Vishishmire became astounded, Rajan, O King Prakshit, Raja, King Sagara, Cha, also, Api, indeed, Anvatapyata very much lamented the absence of his son. Translation. O King Prakshit, when all the inhabitants of Ayodhya saw that their boys had come back to life, they were astounded, and King Sagara greatly lamented the absence of his son. Amsumans Chodita Rajna Turaganevasane Yayo Pitrivya Kantunu Patam Bismanti Dadrishe Hayan. Synonyms. Amsuman, the son of Asamanjasa, Chodita, being ordered Rajana by the king, Turaga, the horse, Anvesane, to search for Yayo, went out. Prativya Kata, as described by his father's brothers, Anupatam, following that path, Bashmante, near the stack of ashes, Dadrisha, he saw Hayam, the horse. Translation, thereafter, Amsuman, the grandson of Maharaj Sagara, was ordered by the king to search for the horse. Following the same path traversed by his uncles, Amsuman gradually reached the stack of ashes found the horse nearby. Text 20. Tatra sinam munis viksha kapila kyam adhoksajam astot samahita mana Pranjali Pranato Mahan. Synonyms. Tatra there, Asinam, seated, Munim, the great sage, Vikshya, seeing Kapila Akyam, known as Kapila Muni, Adhoksajam, the incarnation of Vishnu. Astot offered prayers, Samhitamana, with great attention, Pranjali, with folded hands, Pranapa, falling down, offered obeisances, Mahan, Ansuman, the great personality. Translation. The great Ansuman saw the sage named Kapila, the saint who is an incarnation of Vishnu, sitting there by the horse. Ansuman offered him respectful obeisances, folded his hands, and offered him prayers with great attention. Text 21. Ansuman uvacha na pasyati tvam param atmano jano na budyate dyapi samhadi yuktibi kuto paritasya manasa riridi visarga srista vayam aprakasha. Synonyms. Amsuman uvachas. Amsuman said, not pashati can see tvam your lordship param transcendental atmana of us living beings, ajana, Lord Brahma, not buddhate can understand adyapi even today, samadhi by meditation, yuktibi or by mental speculation, kuta, how, apare others, tasya, his, mana sariradi, who consider the body and or mind to be the self. Visharak Srishta, created beings within the material world, Vayamwi Apraksaksha, without transcendental knowledge. Translation. Amsaman said, my Lord, even Lord Brahma to this very day is unable to understand your position, which is far beyond himself, either by meditation or by mental speculation. So what to speak of others like us who have been created by Brahma and in various forms as demigods, animals, human beings, birds, and beasts? We are completely in ignorance. Therefore, how can we know you, who are the transcendents? Purport. Icha dvesa samutena dvanda mohena bharata sarvabhutani somoham sargayanti parantapa. Quote, O sign of Bharat, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 7:27. All living beings in the material world are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Even Lord Brahma is in the mode of goodness. Similarly, the demigods are generally in the mode of passion, and living entities lower than the demigods, such as human beings and animals, are in the mode of ignorance or in mixed goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, Amsuman wanted to explain that because his uncles, who had burned to ashes, were under the modes of material nature, they could not understand Lord Kapiladev. Quote, because you are beyond even the direct and indirect intelligence of Lord Brahma, end quote, he prayed. Quote, unless we are enlightened by your lordship, it would not be possible for us to understand you, end quote. Atapi te deva padambujadvaya prasada leshanugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichiran vichinman. Quote, my lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be understood by one who is favored by the Lord. The Lord cannot be understood by others. Text 22. Ye deha bhajas triguna pradana gunan viprasyanti utat va tamascha. Yan maya ya mohita chetasastvam vidhusva samastamna bahi prakrasha. Synonyms. Yea, those persons ho deho bhaja, who have accepted this the material body, triguna praradana, influenced by the three modes of material nature, gunan, the manifestation of the three modes of material nature, vipishyanti, can see only, uta, it is so said, va, either tama, the mode of ignorance, cha, and yet maya, by the illusory energy of whom, mohita has been bewildered, chetasa, the core of whose heart, tvam, your lordship, vidu, no, samstatstam, situated in one's own body, not bahi prakasha, those who can see only the products of external energy. Translation. My lord, you are fully situated in everyone's heart, but the living entities covered by the material body cannot see you, for they are influenced by the external energy conducted by the three modes of material nature. Their intelligence is covered by sattva-gun, rajagun, and tamagun, and they can see only the actions and reactions of these three modes of material nature. Because of the actions and reactions of the mode of ignorance, whether the living entities are awake and sleeping or sleeping, they can only see the workings of the material nature. They cannot see your lordship. Purport. Unless one is situated in the transcendental loving service of a Lord, one is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. However, because the conditioned souls are influenced by material nature, they can see only the actions and reactions of material nature, but not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One therefore must purify himself internally and externally. Apavitra pavitrava samvastam gatopiva yatsmaret pundarikraksham yab Bahyabhyantara Suchi. To keep ourselves externally clean, we should bathe 3 times daily, and for external internal cleanliness, we must cleanse the heart by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement must always follow this principle, Vyabhyabhrantara Suchi. Then it will be possible one day to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Text 23. Tvan aham jana ganam svabhava pradhavasta maya guna beda mohai sananda nandar munibir vyapivyam katam vimudha paribhavam yami. Synonyms: tam, that personality, tvam, unto you, aham, I, gyanaganam, your lordship, who are concentrated knowledge, svabhava, by material nature, pradvasta, free from contamination, mayaguna, caused by the 3 modes of material nature, beta mohai, by exhibition of the bewilderment of differentiation, sanandana adhyay, by such personalities as the 4 Kumars, Sanat Kumar, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatan, Munibi, by such great sages, vyabhavyam, worshipable, katam, how, vimuda, being fooled by the material nature, paribhavayami, can I think of you? Translation: my lord, sages freed from the influence of the 3 modes of material nature, sages such as the 4 Kumars, Sanat, Sanaka, Sanandana, and Sanatan, are able to think of you, who are concentrated knowledge, but how can an ignorant person like me think of you? Purport: the word svabhava refers to one's own spiritual nature or original constitutional position. When situated in this original position, living entity is unaffected by the modes of material nature. Sagunan samatityai tan brahmabhuyai kalpate. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. As soon as one is free from the influence of the 3 modes of material nature, he is situated on the Brahman platform. Vivid examples of personalities thus situated are the 4 Kumars and Narada. Such authorities can, by nature, understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but a conditioned soul not free from the influence of material nature is unable to realize the Supreme. In Bhagavad Gita 2:45, therefore, Krishna advises Arjuna, Trigunya Vishya Veda Niskarjuna Vararjuna. One must rise above the influence of the 3 modes of material nature. One who stays within the influence of the 3 material modes is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 24. Prashanta maya guna karma lingam anama rupam asadas sadasad vimuktam janapade saya grihitam deham nama mahe tvam purusham paranam. Synonyms: Prashanta, O completely peaceful one, maya guna, the modes of material nature, karma lingam, symptomized by fruit of activities, anama rupam, one who has no material name or form, sat asat vimuktam, transcendental to the manifested and non-manifested modes of material nature, jnana upadasaya, for disturbing transcendental knowledge, as in Bhagavad Gita, distributing transcendental knowledge, grihita deham, has assumed a form like a material body, nama mahe, I offer my respectful obeisances, tvam, unto you, purusham, the Supreme Person, puranam, the original. Translation: O completely peaceful Lord, although material nature, fruit of activities, and their consequent material names and forms are your creation, you are unaffected by them. Therefore, your transcendental name is different from material names. Your form is different from material forms. You assume the forms resembling a material body just to give us instructions like those of Bhagavad Gita, but actually you are the Supreme Original Person. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Report: Srila Yamunacharya has recited this verse in his Stotra Ratna 43. Bhavantan eva nucharan nirantara prashanta neshesha manantarantara kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara praharsa sayishyami sanatajivittam. By serving you constantly, one is free from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? End quote. Manoraten sati devoto bahi. One who acts on the mental platform must descend to material activities. Material contamination, however, is completely absent from the Supreme Personality of God and his pure devotee. Therefore, the Lord is addressed as Prashanta, completely peaceful, free from the disturbances of material existence. The Supreme Lord has no material name or form. Only the foolish think that the Lord's name and form are material. Abhijananti mudha, Manasim Tanamashritam. The identity of the Supreme Lord is that he is the original person. Nonetheless, those who have a poor fund of knowledge think that the Lord is formless. The Lord is formless in the material sense, but he has his material, he has his transcendental form. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Text 25. Tvan Maya Rachite Loke Vastu Buddhya Grihadishu Brahmanti Kama Lobherasya Moha Vibranta Chetasa. Synonyms: Tvat Maya, through your material energy, Rachite, which is manufactured, Loke, in this world, Vastu Buddhya, accepting as factual, Grihadishu, in hearth and home, etc. Brahmanti, wander, Kama, by lusty desires, Loba, by greed, Irshya, by envy, Moha, and by illusion, Vibranta, by bewildered, Chetasa, the cores of whose hearts. Translation: O my Lord, those whose hearts are bewildered by the influence of lust, greed, envy, and illusion are interested in only in false hearth and home in this world created by your Maya. Attachment to home, wife, and children, they wander in this material world perpetually. Text 26. Adya na sarvabhutatmam karma kamendriyatsaya moha paso dridaschino bhagavans tava darshanat. Synonyms: Adya, today, na, our, sarvabhutatmam, O you who are the Supersoul, karma, indriyasya, being under the influence of lusty desires and fruitive activities, moha pasha, this hard knot of illusion, drida, very strong, chinna, broken, bhagavan, O my Lord, tavadarshana, simply by seeing you. Translation: O Supersoul of all living entities, O Personality of Godhead, simply by seeing you, I have now been free from all lusty desires, which are the root cause of insurmountable illusion and bondage in the material world. Text 27. Sri Shuka Vacha. Itam Gita Nubhavastvam Bhagavan Kapila Muni. Am Sumantam Uvachedam Anugraha Agraya. Dia Nripa. Synonyms: Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Itam, in this way, Gita Anubhava, whose glories are described, Tam, unto him, Bhagavan, this personality of Godhead, Kapila, named Kapila Muni, the great sage, Amsuman, Uvacha said, Idam, this, Anugraya, being very merciful, Dia, with the path of knowledge, Nripa, O King Prikshit. Translation: O King Prikshit, when Amsuman had glorified the Lord in this way, the great sage Kapila, the powerful incarnation of Vishnu, being very merciful to him, explained to him the path of knowledge. Text 28. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Asro yam nityam vatsa pita maha pashustava ime cha pitaro nagadaga gangambro ranti netarat. Synonyms: Sri Bhagavan Avacha, this great personality Kapila Muni said, Ashva, horse, I am this, Niyatam, take, Vasta, O my son, Pita Mahav, your grandfather, Pashu, this animal, Tava, your Ime, all these, Cha, also, Pitara, bodies of forefathers, Dugda, burnt to ashes, Ganga Amba, the water of the Ganges, Arhanti, can be saved, Na, not Itarat, by other means, any other means. Translation: The personality of Godhead said, My dear Amsaman, here is the animal sought by your grandfather for sacrifice. Please take it. As for your forefathers who have been burnt to ashes, they can be delivered only by Ganges water and not by any other means. Text 29. Tam parikramya shirasa prasadyat hayam anayat sagaras tena pasuna yagnasi samsama payat. Synonyms: Tam, that great sage, Parikramya, after circumambulating Shirasa by bowing down with his head, Prasadya, making him fully satisfied, Hayam, the horse, Anyayat, brought back, Sagara, King Sagara, Tena, by that Pasuna, animal, Yajnajasesham, the last ritualistic ceremony of the sacrifice, Samapayat executed. Translation: Thereafter, Amsuman circumambulated King Kapila Muni and offered him respectful obeisances, bowing his head. After fully satisfying him in this way, Amsuman brought the horse back, the horse meant for sacrifice, and with this horse, Marasagara performed the remaining ritualistic ceremonies. Text 30. Rajam Amsumati Nyasya Nishpriho Muktabandana Arvo Padista Margena Lipe Gatim Anutamam. Synonyms: Rajyam, his kingdom, Amsumate, unto Amsuman, Nyasa, after delivering Nishpriha, without further material desires, Bukta Bandana, completely free from material bondage, Arva Urbadista, instructed by the great sage Urva Margena, following that path, Libbe achieved Gatim, destination Anuttamam, supreme. Translation: after delivering charge of his kingdom to Ansuman and thus being free from all material anxiety and bondage, Sagara Maharaj, following the means instructed by Arva Muni, achieved the supreme destination. Purport: thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to the 9th canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Sons of Sagara Meet Lord Kapiladeva," end quote.